Shalom to all. In today's Afiyam Mishnayos, we're going to be learning Masech Sahiris, Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph, all the way through the end of Masechta and the end of the Seder, and onto the brand new Seder, Seder Kodshim, with the new Masechta, Masech Zvachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. And now we've gone to Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph, continuing our discussions from the previous Mishnayos, Kain Mashiach Shechata. We have the Kain Mashiach, the Kain Gadol, he sinned, V'achar Kach Avram Shechusai. Then he went away, he was taken down from his position. For example, he got a Mum Kavua, he got a blemish that now he's not able to be the Kain Gadol anymore, or maybe he's just too old to be the Kohen Gadol. And similarly, v'chein nasi shechata, we have a king who did an avera, v'achach avram gdulasai, and then he was taken down from his greatness. He's not the king anymore. Either everyone rebelled against him, or he got saras that made him tameh, so now he can't be the king. Even though these people don't have the original positions, he's not a Kohen Gadol, he's not a king, still, Kohen Mashiach may be par, v'hanasi may be sire. The Kohen Mashiach will still bring his power, and the nasi will still bring his sire for their averas, and that's because when they did the avera, and they were chayv to bring the karbon, they were in this position of being the Kohen Gadol or the king. So even though now, when they're about to bring their carbon, they're not the Kohen Gadol or king anymore, they still bring that original carbon that they were supposed to bring. And we continue discussing, specifically, the Kohen Mashiach and the Nasi, if they did something, they would be mechayev to bring their special carbon, and then they were avar, they were demoted, they were taken away from their position of gedula. Do they still bring this carbon or not? So Mishnah Beis tells us, Kohen Mashiach she'ar Mashichusai, a Kohen Mashiach, who now he's not that anymore, he got demoted, it could be temporarily, or for good, va'achachata, and then he sinned. V'chein, ha'nasi she'ar Migdulasai, we have the Nasi, who as we've been saying is the king, and he also was taken down from his position, and then he did this avera, they were technically required to bring the special carbon, so Kain Mashiach may be par. The Kain Mashiach still brings this power, even though when he did the avera, he wasn't the Kain Mashiach anymore. And that's because, even though he's not the acting Kain Gadol, he still is considered a Kain Gadol in large part. He still is the Kain Mashiach, and he still is considered officially a Kain Gadol, even though he's not the active Kain Gadol. However, Hanasi Kahadiyot, the Nasi is just like a regular person. When a person who's a king gets demoted, gets taken from that position, he's not considered a king anymore, and therefore he would not bring this carbon. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with more cases. Chatu Achaloi Nismanu. They did this Avera before they became the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi. Vachach Nismanu, then they were appointed to this position. Hari El Kahedya, they're just like a regular Hedya, they were getting a regular carbon Chatos, and that's it. Even though now already they're the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi, they still bring a regular carbon Chatos. However, Reb Shimon says there's really another factor over here. It's not just about when the Avera was done, but it's also knowing about or finding out about it, realizing that you did the Avera. That's also part of the equation. Therefore, Reb Shimon says, Im Noidalahem if they not only did the Avera, but they also found out that they did the Avera before they got appointed to this position of Gedula, so then they're chayav to bring a regular carbon chatos like a regular person. If they found out that they did the Avera only after they became the Kohen Gadol of the Nasi, then they're potter from bringing carbon completely, because this is the other 50% of what they need to have in order to bring the carbon. And since when they made this discovery, they did this Avera, they were already the Kohen Gadol or Nasi, well now they completely have changed designation, and they can't bring a regular carbon chatos, but they also can't bring the par or the sar or the nasir, because when they did the avera, they weren't in that possession. Therefore, they don't bring anything. The Mishnah clarifies, "Ve'ezu anasi." What is the nasi? We keep on saying nasi, nasi, nasi. Who is this? Zeh Melech is referring to the king, as we already been saying. Shenemar the pasuk says, "Vaso achaz mikol mitzvos Hashem aleikav," and he does one of the mitzvos Hashem aleikav. And what do we learn from here? Nasi she'ein al gabav ela Hashem aleikav. This referring to a nasi, meaning the king, who the only one who's more powerful than him is Hashem aleikav. Hashem is God. Now it's not really learned from this pasuk. It's learned as a combination from this pasuk and a special pasuk that's talking about the king, mentions the words Hashem Aleikav over there. So we have Hashem Aleikav here, Hashem Aleikav there, and that tells us that we're talking about a Nasi, somebody who doesn't have anybody else other than Hashem higher than him. He doesn't have to answer to any other power but Hashem, and that's obviously referring to the king. Now, there were sometimes throughout Jewish history where perhaps the Reish HaBezdin or the Reish Galusa or somebody of the sort had a similar position, but the main person who the Nasi refers to is the king. And Mishnah Dalet says, Ve'ezu HaMashiach, who's this Kohen Mashiach who we've been talking about? We keep on saying Kohen Mashiach has to bring this special power. So who is this Kohen Mashiach? The answer is, as we mentioned previously, HaMashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha, he's anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. It has to be that the special Shemen HaMishcha, the special anointing oil that we had for many, many generations, for sure by the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mishkan, and went all the way through the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be that he was anointed with that. And Loi HaMeru Begadim, not Meru Begadim, one who has a lot of clothing. That's a literal translation. What does that mean, Meru Begadim? So actually, this flask of Shemen HaMishcha was nignaz, it was hidden away by Yeshio at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, because he knew that it was going to be destroyed, and he didn't want the non-Jews getting their hands on the special Shemen HaMishcha. So since then, every single Kohen Gadol simply became that by wearing more clothing. We know the Kohen Gadol wears 8 garments as opposed to the Kohen Hedya, there was 4. So that's what we call Meru Begadim. He has many clothing, and that's what made him the Kohen Gadol. That's it. So this Par Kohen Mashiach is only brought by a Kohen who's Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, not if he was a Kohen Gadol because he's Meru Begadim. Now, are there any differences? So Mishnah says yes. So Mishnah tells us, Ein Bein Kohen HaMashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha Meru Begadim. There's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who's Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha or the Kohen except for this par, this animal that has to be brought by the Kohen Gadol. That's the only difference between the two of them. Besides for that, they're all the same. Now, once we're on the topic, the Mishnah continues, V'ein bein Kohen Misham shel Kohen Sha'avar. There's no difference between the active Kohen Gadol, he's the one that's currently in office, and the Kohen Sha'avar, the Kohen who was removed from this office. El par yom kippur v'asir sa'efa, except the par of yom kippur and asir sa'efa. The par of yom kippur is one of the karbonos that's brought on yom kippur, so only the active Kohen Gadol brings that par, and asir sa'efa, which is brought by a Kohen Gadol every single day, that's also brought only by the active Kohen Gadol. But besides for that, the one who used to be the Kohen Gadol is allowed to continue acting in that role. The Mishnah continues, Zev zeh shavna b'avodas yom kippurim. Both of them are able to do the avodah of yom kippur, obviously besides for the par of yom kippur, like we just mentioned. Umetzugin al basula v'asrun al mana. They're both commanded. They have to marry a basula, a virgin, and they're asur to marry an almana, a woman who's previously married. And ve'ein matam b'krevan. They're not allowed to become tamei to their close relatives. We know that a regular kohen hedyot, even though he's not to become tamei mace, he is allowed to become tamei to his close relatives, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, or spouse. But a kohen gadol is not allowed to. And also v'loy parin, v'loy farmin. They're not allowed to grow their hair out because of avelos for a mace, and they're not allowed to tear their begadim because of sadness for a mace. And umachzirnas aritzeach, if they pass away, an inadvertent murderer, a person who killed b'shegig, who had to run to the ir miklat, he gets to come out of the ir miklat now because a kohen gadol died, and that's the active kohen gadol, or even the kohen gadol sha'avar. Now, once we're mentioning dinim of kohanim gedolim, and specifically we had said about toma becoming tamei mace, so Mishnah continues talking about that kohen gadol parim lamata behediat milamala. A kohen gadol, when one of his close relatives passes away, so he tears his beged, but on the bottom of it, near his feet. That's because the Torah asks him to tear his clothing like regular. But a regular kohen, a kohen hedyot, he tears up above by the heart on the top part of the garment because he's allowed to do that for a close relative. Another din, kohen gadol makrav oinein v'loy oichel v'hedyot loy makrav v'loy oichel. When a kohen gadol is an oinein, when he has a close relative who died that day and he wasn't buried yet, he is allowed to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. He's just not allowed to eat from it. But a kohen hedyot, when he's an oinein, he's not allowed to do avoid at all. And for sure, he's not allowed to eat from kachim. And the Mishnah says, kol ha'tod b'chaveiroi kodem eschaveiroi v'chol mekodesh mechaveiroi kodem eschaveiroi. This is specifically regarding karbonos. The first din is that which is more common is brought before something which is less common. For example, we have two karbonos, a karbon tamid and a karbon musaf. Let's say on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or Yontif, they bring a karbon musaf. Which one's brought first? The karbon tamid, because that's brought every single day. That's more common. That's tadir, as opposed to the karbon musaf, which is less common. Another way of saying this is tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem. We find that all over. That's something which is more common and less common. We do that which is more common first. And the next thing also has to do with karbonos, that which is holier. It's on a higher level of kedusha. That's brought before a karbon, which has a lower level of kedusha. And that's learned from kaihanim. We know that kaihanim are more kadosh than other groups of Am Yisrael, which we're going to see in the last mission of the Masechta. And so that's where we learn this din from. And the last din has to do with what we've been discussing previously. Par Mashiach or Par Eidah Oimdim. We have the Par Kohen Mashiach and we have the Par Helm Darshal Tzibur. They're both standing. They have to be brought. Par Mashiach Kohen Par Eidah L'chol Maisav. The Par Mashiach comes before the Par Eidah for everything that's done. And that's because since the Par Kohen Mashiach is for the Kohen Gadol and he's the one that brings Kapara for all of Am Yisrael, so his carbon is brought before the carbon of Am Yisrael. Now, once we already mentioned this theme of if we have two things, which one comes before the other, we continue. Mishnah Zayin tells us, Ha'ish kodem le'isha l'hachyas u'l'hashav aveda. A man comes before a woman to keep him alive and to return his lost object to him. Men are on a higher level of kedusha than women because they're chayv in all mitzvahs, as opposed to women who are only chayv in mitzvah seishas ma'grama. So let's say a man and woman are drowning and we can only save one of them, we save the man. Or let's say there's two objects, one lost by a man, the other lost by a woman, we're only able to save one of them, we save the man's. However, v'ho'isha kedemes lo'ish luxus lo'itziyem beis hashevi. A woman comes before a man for clothing and for getting her out of jail. Clothing means we only have enough money to supply one of them with clothing, and a woman, since she has greater embarrassment when she's not properly clothed, so we use that money for her clothing, not for the man, and also to take her out of jail. We don't want her to be violated by her captors, so that's why we're going to use the money to save her, not him. However, as much as shneim oinim l'kalkala, if both of them, meaning even if the man is going to be violated by his captors, mishkav zachar, ha'ish kaidim l'isha, the man comes before the woman, because what they're going to do to a woman, that's the natural way of the world, as opposed to mishkav zachar with a man is not natural, therefore we're going to save the man before the woman in such a case. And we continue the theme that we started in the previous two Mishnayos, which is the order of preference or the order of chashivas of one over another. So the Mishnah tells us, kain kaidim levi, a kain comes before a levi. We know the kahanim are makodesh, that's what the pasuk tells us, and levi l'yisrael, levim come before yisraelim, and yisrael l'mamzer, yisrael comes before a mamzer, because even though a mamzer is a yid, he doesn't have kasher yichos, whereas Yisrael has kasher yichos. Umamzer l'nasin, a mamzer comes before a nasin, because a mamzer comes from what we call a tipa ksheira, but a nasin comes from a tipa psula. V'nasin l'ger, but a nasin comes before a ger. V'ger l'eved meshucher, and a ger comes before a freed eved. Now, even though a freed eved is considered a ger, ger, still we know that avadim are called arur, they're called cursed, and therefore a regular ger is on a higher level than an eved meshacher. However, says the Mishnah, imasai, when is this? Bizman shekul and shavin, when they're all equal. Avol mahayim mamzer tamar chacham, v'kayin gadol ama aretz. Let's say we have a mamzer who is a tamar chacham. We have the kayin gadol, but he's an ama aretz. Mamzer tamar chacham, kaidim l'kayin gadol ama aretz. A mamzer who's a tamar chacham comes before a kayin gadol who's an ama aretz, and that shows us the power of Torah, that even though we have a person who's a mamzer, he's of unfit genealogy. He does not have kasher yichus. The fact that he's a Talmud Chacham elevates him to such a high level that he comes before the Kohen Gadol, who's an Am Haaretz. Hadronoch Maseches Hayrius, Mazel are finishing this Masechta together, and not just this Masechta, but also the entire Seder Nezikin together. Just like we were Zechad finished the Masechta and the Seder together, we should be Zechad finish all of Shisha Seder Mishnah together. And without further ado, moving right on to the brand new Seder, Seder Kodshim, and specifically the first Masechta, Maseches Zvachim. So this Seder is all about Karbanos of the Beis HaMikdash, minus one Masechta, which discusses all dinim of regular animals and their kashrus, and Zvachim, this Masechta, is the first of many discussing the many dinim of Karbanos. And here are a few important things to know. First of all, there's many different types of Karbanos. There's Karban Tzibur and Yachid. Tzibur means it's for the public, it's for everyone, and Yachid means it's a private Karban. There's also something called Chayv and Rishus. A Yachid brings a Karban sometimes that he has to bring, that's a Chayv. Rishus is something that he has the option to bring. Also, we have Karbanos coming from animals, birds, and even a Karban Mincha, which is from flour and oil. There's different levels of Karbanos. One called Kachay Kachim, that's the holiest, and there's Kachim Kalim, which is not as Kaddish. There's also different things done with these Karbanos. We have, for example, Oyla Chatas Ashim Shlam Mentoida. This is just to name a few. So Karban Oyla is completely burned. Others are eaten only by Kehanim, for example, Chatas, and then others are also eaten by the owner, for example, Shlamim. Now, the following is the main focus at the beginning of the Masechta. There are multiple ways to passel a Karban, and the most high-risk time is the first four Avodos. Shechita, that's shechting it. Kabbalah, that's catching the blood. Halacha is bringing the blood to the Mizbeach, and Zrika, which is sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach. And if improper thought is had during one of these four Avodos, that could passel the Karban. And specifically, right now we're going to be talking about the thought of Shaloi Lishma. Lishma means it has to be done with the proper intention that it's for this specific Karban that's supposed to be brought. For example, if it's a Karban Shlamim, so Lishma means that the Kohen's shechting it, intending that this is a Karban Shlamim, not that it's some other Karban. And now knowing this, the Mishnah tells us, Kol Hazvachim Shenizbechu Shaloi Lishma, any Karban that's shechted Shaloi Lishma, if the Kohen when he shechted it had intention that it's supposed to be a different Karban, Ksherim, those animals are actually kosher. Ela Shaloi Olu Bailam Shem Chayva. They just don't count for the owner as the Chayv. The owner had to bring this Karban Ayla, for example. Maybe he took it upon himself. He promised, I'm going to bring Karban Ayla. And when the Kohen shechted it, he had the wrong intention in mind. So we don't have to burn this animal. It's not considered puzzle. It's not considered a kosher animal. It's just it doesn't count for the owner and he has to bring another one. The only two Karbanos that are not even kosher at all is Chutz Min HaPesach Min HaChatos, a Karban Pesach that was shechted Shaloi Lishma, or a Karban Chatos that was shechted Shaloi Lishma. They are not kosher at all whatsoever, and they're totally puzzle and they just have to be burned. Now, when does this apply? HaPesach Bezmanai, Karban Pesach, when it's being shechted in its proper time, which is Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, if the Karban was shechted Shaloi Lishma, it was shechted with an improper intention. Let's say that it's supposed to be a Karban Shlamim, so it's completely puzzle, and VaChatos B'Cholzman, Karban Chatos, anytime it's being brought to the Beis HaMikdash, an improper intention completely passels it. Now, Rebbe Lezer says, Afa Asham, even a Karban Asham, and that means that a Pesach Bezmanoi, the Karban Pesach, with his improper intention, this Kavan of Shaloi Lishma, is going to passel only Bezmanoi in its proper time. As we said, that's the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, Vachatas Veha Asham, B'Cholzman, and Chatas and Asham, anytime they're brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Rebbe Lezer explains why is this, because a Chatas Baal Chet, Veha Asham Baal Chet. A Karban Chatas is brought because a person did an Avera, and a Karban Asham is brought because a person did an Avera. Different types of Averas, but they're still brought for Averas that a person did, and therefore we learn, Ma Chatas Psula Shalei Lishma, Afa Asham Pasul Shalei Lishma, just a Karban Chatas. If it's Shechted Shalei Lishma, it's completely possible, so to a Karban Asham. If it's Shechted Shalei Lishma, it's completely possible, but we don't pass like Rebbe Lezer. Now, the first mission of the Masechta, we have learned that any Karban that was Shechted Shalei Lishma, it was Shechted with an improper intention. For example, it's a Karban Oila, and he Shechted with intention that it should be a Karban Shlomim. It's kosher, it's a perfectly fine Karban, it just doesn't count for the owner that brought it, and he has to bring another one. The only two that were excluded were Karban Pesach and Karban Chatos, that if they were Shechted Shalei Lishma, they're completely possible. So now we're going to see a different Shita. Yosef ben Chani Omer, he tells us, Hanishchatel Moshem Pesach, Loshem Chatos, Psulim, that if a different Karban was Shechted with intention it should be the Karban Pesach or Karban Chatos, they're possible. That's obviously not like the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, because he said that any Karban that Shechted Shalei Lishma is kosher, which means that even if a person took, for example, Karban Shlomim and Shechted with intention it should be the Pesach or Chatos, it's kosher. But Yosef ben Chani says no, since if the Pesach pesach or chatas were shechted shaloi lishma, their pasul, so too, if a different carbon was shechted shaloi lishma with the intention that it should be a pesach or chatas, it's also pasul. Another opinion, Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, Shimon the brother of Azariah says, now let's just explain why we call him by this interesting name, Shimon the brother of Azariah, and that's because Shimon sat and learned all day, Azariah was the businessman, and he supported Shimon, and they had an agreement that some of the schar of Shimon's Torah was going to go to Azariah. That's why we call him Shimon Achi Azariah. He says as follows, Shchatan Hashem Gavaya Mehen, if he shechted this carbon with intention that it should be for something holier than it, more kaddish than it, Ksheiron sin is kosher, but Hashem Namach Mehen Psulin, if he shechted with intention that it should be something less kaddish than it, then it's pasul. Ketzad was an example of this, so Kachi Kachim, Shchatan Hashem Kachim Kalim Psulin, if he shechted something that's considered Kachi Kachim, the holiest of the holy, and it was with intention that it should be Kachim Kalim, a lower level of Kedusha, it's pasul. For example, he shechted a carbon oila with intention that it should be a shlamim, that's Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim, so it's pasul. But Kachim Kalim, Shchatan Hashem Kachi Kachim, Ksheirin, if he takes something that's Kachim Kalim, for example, a shlamim, and he shechted with intention it should be Kachi Kachim, so it's kosher. Similarly, Habachar Master Shchatan Hashem Shlamim, if he took a carbon Bachar or Meister Behema and shechted it with intention to be shlamim, Ksheirin, that's kosher, because they're on a lower level of Kedusha than shlamim, whereas the shlamim Shchatan Hashem Bachar, Lashem Meister, Psulin, if he took a shlamim and shechted with intention it should be the Bachar or Meister Behema, then it's pasul, because that's a lower level of Kedusha. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, remember we learned the Mishnah Aleph, the Karim Pesach shechted shaloi lishma is pasul, only though if it was done bismanai on the 14th. However, if it was shechted shaloi bismanai, say on the 13th, anyway, it's not a kosher Karim Pesach, so the shaloi lishma does not pasul it as against a regular kosher carbon. So now the Mishnah addresses, what about the following? HaPesach sheshchated b'shachris bar ba'asar shaloi lishma. The Karim Pesach was shechted on the morning of the 14th, shaloi lishma. We know that the Karim Pesach has to be shechted only in the afternoon of the 14th. That's when we begin bringing all the psachim. It's only in the afternoon. It says the word bein arabayim, which means the afternoon, not in the morning. So let's say the Karim Pesach was shechted in the morning of the 14th, shaloi lishma. How do we treat that? So Rabbi Shua says it's kosher, kilu nishcha b'shleishasar, as if it was shechted on the 13th. And just like as we said, if it was shechted on the 13th, it's a kosher karbon. Again, it doesn't count for the owner l'shem chayva, but it's still a kosher karbon. So too over here, it was shechted on the morning of the 14th, and you can't shecht the karbon Pesach then, so it's perfectly kosher. However, ben b'seir apaisel ben b'seir apostles, kilu nishcha bein arabayim, it's as if it was shechted in the afternoon. And that's because since part of the day is fit for shechting the karbon Pesach, we consider the whole day fit for the Pesach, in as much as if he shechts a shaloi lishma, it's pasul. We actually paskin like ben b'seira. Now just going back to the general din of shechting a carbon shaloi lishma and whether or not it's pasul or kosher. So Amar Shem ben Azai comes along and he's another opinion and he says mekubal ani mipi Shem Mishnayim Zaken b'yoyim sheyishivu Reb Elazar ben Azariah b'yeshiva. I have a Kabbalah. I have a Mesira from the 72 Zakenim. They said the following on the day that Reb Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the nasi. Shekol hazvachem ben achalim shenis b'chol shaloi lishman ksheirim. Any carbon which is able to be eaten if it was shechted shaloi lishma, so it's kosher. El shaloi olabayim shum chayva. It's just that they don't count as the chayv for the owner and he has to bring another one. Chutz min haPesach min haChatos, except for Karban Pesach haChatos. And how is he different than the Tana Kama of Mishnah Aleph? That's what Mishnah tells us. V'loy ha'isu ben Azay ela ha'oila. Ben Azay only added on a carbon oila because a carbon oila is the only carbon that's not eaten, is completely burned. So that's the only thing that he assers that the Tana Kama of the first Mishnah matters. V'loy ha'idu lechamim, but the Cham didn't agree to him. And Mishnah says haPesach haChatos shchatan shloy lishman. If the Karban Pesach or Chatos were shechted shloy lishma, which we mentioned previously, or kibel v'hilich v'zark shloy lishman, he did the kabbalas hadam, which is catching it in the vessel, or he did the hoylacha, bringing it from where he was to the mizbeach, or he did the zrika, sprinkling it on the mizbeach, and this was all done shloy lishman. Or here we have something else we haven't mentioned, lishman v'shloy lishman. He had a double thought in mind, partially lishma, partially shloy lishma. Or was shloy lishman v'lishman. First he had a thought of shloy lishma, then he had a thought of lishma. Psulin in all these cases they're pasul. Now the mission just explains kitzal lishman v'shloy lishman. What does that mean? It was first lishma, then shloy lishma. So it was l'shem pesach l'shem shlamim. First he had a thought of this karm pesach, and then he had a thought, you know, this is for shlamim, or shaloi lishman v'lishman, what's this? L'shem shlamim l'shem pesach. First he had a thought that it was a shlamim, then he had a thought it was a pesach. And in conclusion of the Tana Kama's shita, why is it that it's pasul? Sha'azevach nifsal barba dvarim, the carbon could become pasul with the thought of shaloi lishma in four different things. We had already mentioned this at the beginning of the sechta, b'shchita, v'kibul, v'hiluch, v'zrika, during the shchita of the carbon, during the catching of the blood, the kabbalah, during the hiluch, the bringing of the blood to the mizbeach, and during the zrika, the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. Now we have machlaikas. Reb Shimon machshir behiluch. Reb Shimon says that if he has a thought shaloi lishma in the hiluch of the blood to the mizbeach, it's kosher. Reb Shimon says efshir shaloi b'shchita, shaloi b'kabbalah, shaloi b'zrika. It's impossible to bring a carbon without shechting it, catching the blood, and sprinkling it on the mizbeach. Aval efshir shaloi behiluch. It is possible to bring the carbon without walking the blood to the mizbeach because because he can simply shecht it next to the mizbeach and sprinkle the blood right away, and he doesn't have to walk the blood to the mizbeach. Therefore, if he has an improper thought during halachas adam, it does not passel because it's not an essential avoda. Or Rabbi Lezer says it really depends. If when he's in a place where he has to walk the blood, for example, he shechted the carbon far away from the mizbeach, so he has to walk the blood to the mizbeach, and he's going in a straight line. That's the quickest way to get there. In all those steps, hamachshava paiseles, a thought of shloi lishma will passel because he has to be where he is. Whereas if he's walking in a place that he doesn't have to be, maybe he took a circuitous route to the mizbeach, so he's in that area, in hamachshava paiseles, a thought shloi lishma does not passel because he doesn't have to be there.